Sonia Sotomayor represents a milestone for Latinos as the first nominated to serve on the Supreme Court. She has identified herself as a New Yorican, blending her Puerto Rican heritage with her upbringing in New York. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, Latinos of all backgrounds say they are happy with the president's choice.
Sotomayor's nomination was all the talk outside the St. Mary's Catholic School in Los Angeles, where Celi Clavel dropped off her daughter.
Para nosotros es un privilegio que Obama nos tome en cuenta, porque ya se ve que nos está haciendo el cambio.
She says it's such a privilege to know that President Obama is considering Latinos while making such an important decision, and she says he really is bringing about change. Clavelle was grabbing a cup of coffee at the nearby Plaza Mexico. It's a place where Latinos gather to have a quick breakfast and talk about the day's news. Today they had a lot to talk about.
Yo me siento orgullosa porque escogió una Latina.
Maria Zaragoza says she feels proud that President Obama picked a Latina to one of the highest positions in the nation. And she says she hopes that people now will listen to Latinos more.
Sentimos que los Latinos nos hacemos escuchar más.
Sotomayor has been quoted as saying that being a woman and Latino has helped guide her decision-making. While that may be controversial in the upcoming confirmation process, that wins her major points with Latinos in places like Los Angeles. Hispanic organizations across the country have been praising her nomination, from the Puerto Rican Legal Defense Fund in New York to the Coalition of Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles. Civic rights groups say this is a historic day for Latinos in the country. Sitting at an outside cafe in the L.A. shopping center, Raul Ibarra, who is from Mexico, says even though Sotomayor is Puerto Rican, all Latinos are celebrating.
It doesn't really matter. We speak the same language. We think the same. And it's going to help to everybody.
Jaime Regalado, a political scientist and director of the Pat Brown Institute at Cal State LA, says the symbolism of Sotomayor's nomination is significant.
It would be hard to imagine that there's a more elevated position that he could have appointed a member of the Latino community to. In fact, there's none higher.
Regalado says politically the nomination may give Obama a little bit of breathing room before having to complete his campaign promise to Latinos that he would tackle the controversial fight for comprehensive immigration reform. Jose Galvez plays nightly at restaurants in the Plaza Mexico. He says he's a big Obama supporter and is thrilled that there will be a Latina in the nation's highest judicial post. He starts playing an old Mexican ballad that he says honors women. He adds especially those in high places. Carrie Kahn, NPR News. Amor y paz también.